All right, it's 8 minutes gone past five. You're welcome back to the show. It's Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info, of course, Friday edition. Okay, so at this hour, we'll be talking about celebrities and politics. Of course, it's no longer news that we have two actresses as deputy governorship candidates for their parties. First, we had Tonto Dike around June. The ADC in River State announced her as the deputy governorship aspirant for the party. And of course, currently, Funke Akindele for the Lagos PDP. And this has generated reactions, from Nigerians. And some persons have said, oh no, they do not have what it takes to do what they have been, or what they are being assigned to do. And some others are saying, this is not movie. This is serious business. It's politics. It's not something they can do. And some other people, and of course, Port Harcourt comedian K.O. Baba, he is of the opinion that they can do this job. All right? Politics is not for some special breed of people. Everybody can be a part of it. All right? But then, what exactly does it even take to be a deputy governorship candidate or to be a deputy governor? It's part of the questions we'll be answering this evening. And another thing, Funke Akindele mentioned the number of followers she has on social media. And another question is, does social media followership matter in elections? Well, joining me for this conversation is Dan the Humorous, who, of course, is an entertainment entrepreneur. He joins me via telephone. You're welcome to the show, Dan.
Hi, Constance. Good evening, and thank you for having me. Good evening, Port Harcourt, and the rest of the world.
All right, you're welcome again. Okay, so let's start off this way. What do you make of the recent emergence of these two actresses in their two different political parties as deputy governorship candidates?
Okay, let me start by saying that, first of all, for every human being, and maybe this particular person you mentioned, they were first born into a family. They have a tribal descent. They are indigenous of different states or states in Nigeria, and of course, they are citizens of Nigeria. And these factors contribute first to their life and to their being before they are being known as celebrities. And why we would even regard them as celebrities is because, I mean, they have stood out, you know, in the pursuit of their career, in the pursuit of their purpose. They've been able to do outstandingly well, and that is why they are being celebrated. So basically, the celebrity can be anybody from any sector, any sphere of society or any sort of influence that has really stood out, you know, that has really done well for themselves. That being said, it shouldn't be so much of a big deal if a celebrity or entertainer is drawing into politics. And that is because they are citizens of the country. They have the same rights as the president of Nigeria, the same rights to vote and be voted for. But I understand the shock factor in need because of the uniqueness of the entertainment industry. And I know that a lot of people see us as we play a lot. It seems like our life is all fun and games and controversy. And they wonder if maybe we really understand politics, how it's played and how to play it, you know. So that is one area that we are yet to uncover as we proceed. But I just want to say that they are like every other Nigerian, you know, like Banky W as well. You know, Banky W is having the House of Reps seat in Ethiopia, in Lagos. You know, so they are human beings. They are Nigerians like every other person. And let me even say that you're an actor, a comedian, musician, whatever. You are a professional. We are professionals. Just the way you are a professional broadcaster, Constance. Just the way we have doctors, lawyers, engineers, and what have you. And the people we have in the game right now, you know, a large percentage of them come from one discipline or the other. You know, some of them used to be lawyers, they delved into politics. Bukola Saraki used to be a medical doctor, but of course delved into politics. Everybody probably doing one thing or the other, but of course we want to believe, for the purpose of this discussion, that it is their yearning, their passion for a better society, you know, that got them into politics. Like somebody will always say, politics is too important to be left in the hands of politicians.
Mm.
Meaning that our civic duty, our civic right, our political franchise, it belongs to everybody in society, regardless of what you are doing.
Mm.
Even if you are a clergyman, whatever it is you are doing, because if the society is not functioning well, you will not be able to enjoy that career that you think you're pursuing or practicing. If there's bad economy, if there's war, if there's no peace, if there's insecurity, nobody can comfortably practice their profession. If there's bad economy, nobody can gainfully prosper or profit from whatever pursuit it is that they are going after.
Mm-hmm.
So it all goes to tell us that politics, with government, politics, the society, they revolve around everything that concerns us and concerns our life. So
mm-hmm.
if somebody who is in the entertainment industry, for instance, has a deep interest and, of course, a deep understanding of taking part in the political game, I think that person has the full right to do so.
Now, at some point in Nigeria, we had the Not Too Young to Run bill, and of course, there's been this call for youth inclusion in politics, and of course, not just politics, but in governance. And that seems to be one of the things, really, that people are pushing for in this 2023 election. Now, looking at that, we find out that we have a lot of youths on social media. Now, this brings me to the fact that these actresses have a lot of followership on social media, talking about Tonto Dike and Funke Akindele. Tonto Dike has over 7 million on Instagram alone, and then Funke has about 20 million across social media. So I'm looking at this. Is it possible that their followership could be a reason, or maybe part of the reasons, why they were chosen by their parties?
Well, that could be a factor.
Okay.
That could be a factor. I can't discountenance that just like that, because in politics, you know, you have to bring in everything of value to the table. You know, for a running mate, for example, you have to be somebody that you are bringing value to who is at the top of the ticket. You're not just there, you know, to have a handsome or a pretty face, as it were. If you're supposed to be covering the lapses, as it seems, of your principal or the person at the top of the ticket. So it is not out of place to say that, okay, you can use, I mean, having worked this hard all this number of years, it is important that for you to understand or realize that this is your fame, this is your popularity. It has some level of social capital. It has some level of social value and equity, you know. And that could be a factor that can be brought in to say, okay, we know your name, we know your face. If we put you on this ticket, maybe it's going to accelerate our chances. Maybe it's going to make, you know, the ticket, you know, even have more and more winning chances. Because, I mean, in politics, you can't take away any winning factor at all. But you can't necessarily build your electoral victory solely on social media followers.
Yeah, I was going to come to that. If followership on social media matters in elections.
Well, it's neither here nor there, or you can say it's 50-50. You know why?
Okay.
Because your social media followers, you can't really attest to their emotional demography. Now, when I mean emotional demography, don't forget, like, Funke Akindele is on under fire for my interview yesterday on television.
Yeah.
When we were talking about...
Hello, Dan.
That are following...
Okay.
That
Your line is breaking. Can you hear me? Oh, wow, what's happening? Dad, I think I'm going to have to call you back.
Okay,
could you talk again? Because I heard the okay.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, I think I can.
Okay, so did you lose me at any point?
The part where you were talking about Funke's interview, I think it was on Channel 6.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I haven't gone that far anyway. Okay, so what I was saying was you can't necessarily be that number because, first of all, she's going for the rest of the governor, right? Mm. All those 20 million followers are probably not Lagosians or people who live in Lagos or people who can't talk in Lagos. So, and then you can't say that everybody that's following on social media people that like you. There are both people who don't like you that are following you. As a brand, there are some of your competitors who are following you to monitor you and see how they can counter you. You know, we call them familiar spirits and monitoring spirits. You know, there are gossip blogs who are just waiting to see something, to see maybe some news.
They're there for the news.
What?
The blogs, they are actually there for the news. So they're following you for what's happening in your life.
So you can't bring those numbers on that this, because of that numbers you are short of political victory. However, like I said, your fame is a solid social capital. Okay. And if brands, you can involve us for influence, for being brand ambassadors and all of that, that we can also replicate that same influence as one already. Some of us even do that. Some of us have been doing that for our political parties. I'm a registered member of a political party. And my political party, you know, takes advantage of my influence, you know, in my sector and the people that follow me and all of that to help propagate their message. And that is because I believe in their message. You know, so you can't take away the star factor or the celebrity power or the celebrity influence, as you call it. However, the difference is you can't base it alone on social media. So what it means is you have to take that face, you have to take that name and go into the nooks and crannies, you know, to penetrate the grassroots deeply. But most importantly, have a deep understanding of political happenings, have a deep understanding of how politics is played, how politics is done, how to win an election, and importantly, again, having the right messaging, having the right campaign messaging, and ultimately delivering governance if given the opportunity, you know, to step into that office, or if you're going for a legislative seat, effectively and qualitatively representing your people. So, of course, it's just like when you're starting a business, you know, they will tell you start small, start with what you have and all of that. So for an entertainer going into politics, your first raw material or your first, what's the word for it now? Your first raw material or your first capital should be your face, your name. It has been able to garner respect, you know, to a certain level.
Now
use it.
Okay, I want to hold on to what you just said about the face, name, garnering respect. Now, looking at these two actresses, especially Tonto Dike, she is someone that there's a lot of controversies around her. She always has something that's happening in her life. And usually, they're just stories that people are like, what is the matter with her? And then recently, Funke Akindele has this issue going on with her marriage as well. So does it matter? This is also what I'm looking at. Does it matter what made that person or what is keeping the person in the news? Must it be something positive, or let it just be that this person is being heard of every single time?
Okay, so what's the question exactly, so that I can get it correct?
So I want to know, based on their popularity, you were talking about their face, their name being out there, you know, being a brand, something that people can hold on to say, okay, they have something to offer. So I'm asking, does it matter what is making their name or their face out there?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So first, the our industry is very peculiar. Peculiar in that our customer base, our clients, you know, the people that patronize us, that should patronize us, is the general mass, is the general public. You probably will have no business with a lawyer if you don't have anything that will take you to court or drawing up documents or whatever. You probably will not have any business with a mechanic if you do not own a car, you know. So, but we are operating on a business to the large mass of society. Therefore, our lives are out there. These people, like every other human being, are not necessarily perfect. They make mistakes. They have...
Dan, can we continue this? We have a break here. When we return, we'll continue with the conversation. Thank you very much. All right, do stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's 5:30 on the clock still. Interesting. Okay, my name is Constance, and this is Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info, and we're still discussing celebrities and politics, of course, in Nigeria. And of course, I still have Dan the Humorous, an entertainment entrepreneur, with me here via the telephone, actually. Okay, so Dan, before we went on that break, you were explaining something.
So welcome back once again. So what I was saying is basically these people are, okay, first of all, I'll start with the peculiarity of what we do.
Yes.
Because of the market for our business is the general public. So everything that we do or everything that happens to us is in the eyes of the general public. As human beings, there are mistakes we make. There are issues we delve into that are sometimes no fault of ours. Nobody is necessarily making an excuse, but it turns out that they are there. But don't forget that it is because they have established fame, they have grown their name in whatever it is they are doing. That is why whatever happens to them, good or bad, gets in our eyes and ears to begin with. But coming to running for office or coming to public office, of course, he who comes to equity must come with clean hands, because you're not just coming to run an administrative job or run a company. You're also going to stand as an example to society, as an icon to society. So we must, and when I mean we, I'm talking about general public and society, must assess and judge them with the same standards that we have assessed and judged all of our leaders or politicians that have come and run for office or that are ruling us or governing us or whatever. So if you know a particular politician that is a bad family man or a good family man, judge any actor or actress or comedian or whatever running for office with the same standards. You probably do not know what lawyers and doctors and mechanics and carpenters and broadcasters are doing or is happening to them or to their family life or to their social life or to their lifestyles just because you don't really know their names, you don't really know their faces. But unfortunately, depending on how you look at it, at certain times, we are in the eyes of the public. So everything we breathe and live and eat is in the eyes of the public. But coming to the political scale, coming to the scale of governance, I want to expect that society to judge and assess by one, the understanding of the facts on the ground, the state that they want to govern. Do they really understand the state? Do they really understand the problems? or those running for legislative offices, do they understand the role of the legislator in that constituency? What are their needs that their office can provide? How can they come out and provide solutions? Now, so then, do they have the character? Do they have the competence? Do they have the content, the charisma for that? I believe and I expect that whoever is coming to run for an office, the way we have not judged or assessed other people that, oh, what is a doctor coming to do here? What is a lawyer coming to do here? Let's also not say, what is an actor coming to do here? What is a comedian coming to do here?
Or a footballer.
A lawyer had once brought himself forward to run for office, and then we checked and said, does this man or woman have the interest of society at heart? Do we believe in this, their manifesto? Do we believe in what he's saying? Does it sound like who understands the issues on ground and who has what it takes, you know, to solve them? Let us use those same standards for our actors and actresses that are coming on board, you know. I mean, we have Desmond Elliott, for example.
I was going to come to that, right? And, of course, we've had someone like him in the Lagos State House of Assembly. And would you say, I don't know if I'm putting you on the spot with this question, but would you say he represented well?
Well, and that brings us back to social media or no social media.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we have won his ticket to the House of Assembly.
Mm.
So going by that, we can say that the people of Suluri that he represents seem to be satisfied. Because, I mean, in Lagos here, there were a number of young people who lost their tickets. Alajilai Mohammed's son, representing part of Ikeja constituency, lost the primary. Musili Obanikoro's son, I've forgotten his first name, Ibrahim Obanikoro, House of Representatives, lost his ticket at primary level because the constituents were not satisfied. However, in Suluri, people delivered for Desmond. So I guess maybe we will have to go to Suluri and investigate.
Mm.
Maybe on social media, maybe he said certain things, he acted in certain ways, and that again comes back when I say, as human beings, we all have our proclivities and our weaknesses and nuances, and sometimes they get the better of us.
Yeah.
But politically, what is that political base saying? By him getting the ticket again, it means that his political base is satisfied with whatever it is that he's doing. I do not live in Suluri, so I don't really know what happens there.
Yeah.
So coming back to what I was saying that I connected it, is that yet when they are coming, it's just like, for example, if somebody, anybody, tries to release an album, you're going to say, my friend, what are you doing singing music? You have no business here. But if that person who is practicing another job comes and sings a song and he has a nice voice and the song is well put together,
mm-hmm.
you will say, wow, this is some gift.
Yeah.
So if anybody is coming to the political platform, let us look at the person. Let us take away the toga of being an actor or actress for a minute and say, okay, Mr. Man, Madam Woman, what do you have for the people? What do you have to offer? What do you bring to the table socially, politically, and otherwise? And then, of course, do you have the character? Do we think that you have the character? Maybe from the scandals that we've seen, can we really judge that, okay, that was just you in your times of weaknesses, or that is who you really are? You know, we will let society judge that and then pass or fail, as the case may be.
All right, so I also want to ask you, because, I mean, the office they are running for, maybe I should say that, is deputy governorship candidates. Now, if the governor, for whatever reason, is unavailable, maybe the person dies or the person is impeached, it means the deputy is going to take over, right?
Yes.
So what then should Nigerians look out for in a deputy? Because it seems usually, from the look of things, it seems we pay so much attention on the governorship candidates, more like the principals, and then a little attention is given to who is going to be deputizing. It's more like, So what kind of attention and what should we be looking out for in a person who should be a deputy governor, especially with 2023 in view?
I would say that looking out for the characters or characteristics in a deputy governor or a vice president should be the same character and parameter, basically, that you have set for the person at the head of the ticket, for the governor, for the president, what have you. Because constitutionally, globally, it is designed in such a, in that way, so that there will be no vacuum at any point in time. Just like you mentioned, if the president is away, or the governor is away or whatever. So I want to believe that in the mind of everybody who is running for a top executive office, like governor or president, in his mind or in her mind, when the president is shopping for a deputy, is to find who thinks like me, who will work like me, who will be on the same frequency, physically, mentally, politically, and otherwise. Also, who has the political coverage that can cover the vacuum that I feel exposed in. So that's why sometimes they play the card of the women, because you have a candidate as a man. They play in River State, for example. You have maybe a candidate from the riverine. You have the deputy to balance it from the upland and otherwise. So basically, is who is balancing me out? Who is canceling me out value for value, you know, on this ticket? So I want to believe that if, in the case of Tonto Tonta Ebraye, in the case of Funke Akindele, Dr. Adeniran, they have looked at these people and said that this person is thinking like me. This person can be on the same frequency with me, and I can be safe to leave the reins of power in the state to them if I am not in the picture for a time being, you know, being ill health or whatever, you know. And
so you don't feel that what we have going on is that we have principals who are looking out for someone who is not going to, more like, push them out when they come in?
Well, that would be, again, another factor. But what I just stated earlier is what should be.
Should be. All right.
Should be. Okay. If, on the other hand, it looks like, the person at the top of the ticket is looking for somebody that is not so strong so that they will not give them stress while in office or whatever, I mean, that means you are saying that you are the head of the ticket, you have the power to do everything and all things. You know, coming back to River State, for example, if you are an upland candidate and you're bringing a weak riverine candidate, you're trying to say that, look, your political equity covers everywhere. Then if that's the case, then so be it for you. You know, glory be to God on your behalf. But ideally, that is why it's their running mate. It's not running junior. It's not running assistant.
Interesting.
It's running mate.
Wow.
So by certain measurements, it should be that you people are at par. You people are at peer. You people are at equal levels. You know, that's why if you look at even in national, in the federal government, the president is in charge of security. The vice president is in charge of economy. And those are like two core areas of society.
All right. I must really thank you, Dan De Humorous. Thank you so much for being on Hard Facts today. I'm almost tempted to ask, will you be running for any office anytime soon?
Oh, well, I plan to do so. I was going to do so in 2023, in this season, but certain things within my political family. But 2027, definitely, we're coming out big.
Interesting. All right. So we'll be looking out for Dan De Humorous. And then we will talk about you when that time comes. Is he fit to be here? Should we allow him? And all that question. And Nigeria said,
for now, we're still talking because we're also, to be voted for and to vote. So as voters and those galvanizing votes, we're still talking. And you'll be hearing more from people like us.
All right. Thank you so much, Dan De Humorous, entertainment entrepreneur. Thank you very much.